known where Pastor Tony pastors. I got to, actually, when he did his first CD, I still have it, by the way, so I still listen to your song. So I'm glad to be here, and God bless you so much. We love you guys.
My name is Ruth Kinyajui. I'm saved, and the Lord is my Savior. We came to share the Word of God with you this morning, and we were happy to be together. We have enjoyed sharing the Word of God and being blessed together. I'm the mother-in-law of this man here, but so he invited, Mr. Kawero invited me, and Mr. Kawero, may we say we are blessed when we are here. Thank you for inviting us. He just told me the other day, I didn't think it could be all that marvelous. I'm happy to be here, Pastor. And we enjoy being in your church. It's a good church. Thank you. Be blessed, all of you.
Praise God. I'm happy to be here. My name is Massimo Igai, and I'm married. I brought my daughter, my husband, we didn't come together. But I'm so happy to be here. Usually, I know Pastor from NEMA. One time we went there, and we met him both there. And now this is another church, and I'm happy to be here. We are so blessed to be, you know, in your presence. Amen. Thank you very much.
You know, I want to say one thing before they sing. The drive was not very easy. We lost a game last night to Baylor, so I was also coming to Texas. I had that ouch, feeling with me. So, but God is good. So.
Praise God. Praise God again. God is good all the time.
God is good.
Okay, my name's Alice Mechachu. I'm born again. I love Christ as my personal Savior. I'm born in Kenya, but I live in Oklahoma. Praise God. So I'm happy to be here. We love you. We love you all. Would you like us to come again? Okay, before we come again, we invite you to Oklahoma. Praise God. Okay, have a good week. God bless you. We love you so much.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. My name is Millicent Mogo, and I'm born again. The Lord is, Jesus Christ is the Lord of my soul, and it's a pleasure to be here. God bless you all.
Praise God. Praise God, church. My name is Samuel Kieria. Above all, born again. The Lord is Lord in my soul. Praise God. I'm so delighted to be in Texas. I've been blessed by the Word of God. And as the book says, the book of John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning there was Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. So we taste the God. Praise God. May God bless you and have a wonderful week.
Praise God. My name is Kim, and I came recently from Kenya to here, and God has been with me throughout the months I've been here, and I showed me each and every step God is there. Because since Kenya, I thought I'll divert away from God. But since I came back, I was introduced to this family. This is my family now, and this is the best gift ever. So I thank God because he has taken me throughout. So in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.
Praise God. My name is Sam Bossi. I'm more to the love Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I've seen some familiar faces. I saw you in my uncle's baby shower, Pastor Boshi. And I saw you in Nemo Church, and Pastor Sam was there in Oklahoma. We are glad, and we start by thanking you for sending Pastor Kaweru in Oklahoma. It's out of bringing him to Oklahoma that we are this united. He's a blessing to us. What he just did here, he does it like every week in Oklahoma, so it's a blessing to us. Also, we are so glad to be here, and thanks a lot for everything. And also, he comes to our place and he preaches so good, and he blesses us so much. So, thank you all and also invite you to Oklahoma. Feel free to come and stay there forever. God bless you all.
Okay, praise the Lord. My name is Jared Okumu,
and I really thank God for everything he has done for me. I study in Oklahoma, and these guys, like he said, we are one family. They're my family. I love them, and I really love you guys. Thank you for welcoming us, and we hope you guys are going to come there. We are going to have a nice time praising the Lord. Thank you.
Praise God.
My name is Kevin Otieno. These are all my friends and family, as they are. So I wish you a good week and be blessed, all of you.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah, they're going to sing.
Bwana apewe sifa. Huyu mama ni mama wa maajabu ndiye ametupitolea amejitolea kupeana ngari. So she's a wonderful lady.
Praise God. We are going to sing a song that says kuna baraka pale, and then after that the youth are going to remain over here, and we are going to have our own song. Praise God. Okay, let's sing.
Kuna baraka pale katika lile jina. Kuna baraka pale katika lile jina. Oh, kuna baraka pale katika lile jina.
Hey, hold on. Tumesema sisi ni tofauti, no? We are unique. That's not how we sing. We are quick, we are lively, man. Yeah, just make it quick and lively, man.
Let's clap our hands.
Kuna baraka pale katika lile jina. Kuna baraka pale katika lile. Oh, kuna baraka pale katika lile. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. 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 Kuna kuponywa pale katika lile jina. Kuponywa pale katika lile. Oh, kuna kuponywa pale katika lile. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Ke Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa na. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Kuna kuinuliwa katika lile jina. Kuinuliwa katika lile. Oh, kuna kuinuliwa katika lile jina. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Ke Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa. Oh, kuna kuitwa mwana katika lile jina. Kuitwa mwana katika lile. Oh, kuna kuitwa mwana katika lile jina. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Eh, ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana. Oh, kuna kusamehewa katika lile jina. Samehewa katika lile. Oh, kuna kusamehewa katika lile. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana. kuna kujazwa roho katika lile jina. Katika lile jina kuna kujazwa roho katika lile jina. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Bwana Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake. Haleluya. Bila makofi. Bila makofi. Haleluya. Kuna kuitwa mwana katika lile jina. Kuitwa mwana katika lile jina. Kuna kuitwa mwana katika lile. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana. Ainuliwe Bwana wa mabwana. Ainuliwe ametenda mema. Bwana wa mabwana.
That's a good one. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, thank you. Oh, Mogidi. Even George is singing Mogidi there. Amen. That's a good one. Amen. It's a blessing. It's a train, you know. Mogidi is a train going to heaven. Yeah, yeah, that's why we are moving like a train going to heaven. Amen. Time for offering. Amen. Or giving. Giving. Offering, giving. Amen. Thank you. That's only the guy that... No, giving is worship. As long as we live, we have to give and receive. Giving is a part of our life. Giving is not something that you force yourself, but it's the way you pray, the way you do everything, that's why we give. Amen. Why do we give, like in church and all this? You see this light here? The house, everything is, at least we can pay every bill that we need here. Amen. That we give. When you give, do it from your bottom of your heart. That you give the best seed. We don't have time, but God is going to open. We start leading the Bible study about seed. Seed. Nothing important like a seed. When you have a seed. Amen. Mogizi, that's good. Amen. You like it? Oh, George like Mogizi. So Sunday we're going to do what we're going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to sing it. Mogizi, you. So we are going to give brothers and sisters. And I know ushers are ready. Give. Not only, I know there's so many things and all this, but when we give, we get good blessing from our Lord. The Bible says, a blessed is who give, who the one who gives and the one who receives. So we give because we are blessed. Amen. And even I remember 2 Sundays ago, you brothers and sisters, you gave because of my sister. And I said here the bill was a bit high, almost 4 million, something like that. But you know what? The way you gave, somebody gave somewhere, now she's in India. I want to say God is going to bless you. Amen. The more you do good things, the way my brother has been preaching here, if we need blessing, we have to do something. We have to stand in the gap. We have to stand in the gap of the church. Amen. If you are blessed even for to do great things for this church, do it. Pray and do it. Go and see pastor, whomever, and say, God has said, I'm going to bless. Because that's what we are called for. Amen. Bless. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, as we are giving, I'm going to invite Pastor Tony, our pastor here. Amen. We love our pastor. Do you love our pastor? Do you pray for him? Some people, do you pray for him? Okay. Not only even praying, pray and fast for him. To be called in a ministry is not an easy job. Yeah? Do you get me right? You can stand in the gap because of him the whole day. I know what they are doing in Oklahoma because they are praying. I know those guys, I have been there twice on Saturday night. They pray the whole night. The more we pray, the more we see God doing great things. Amen. So welcome, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know our time is far much spent, but we have to do what we have to do right now. And then we have the women. I just love the women of our church. They have prepared a very nice meal for every one of us. And it's really, really, really beautiful and an honor to have brothers and sisters from Oklahoma. It's nice to see Ben after so many years. I met him, you know, I think in one of our, I don't even know what meetings we went and I met him. And I mean, just... To see you still in the Lord is just a blessing. And now you hooked up to my friend and brother, Robert. It's just an honor. Now, most of you know Pastor Robert. When we started this church, God connected us in a very, very mysterious way. I remember a friend of mine, Patrick, who also happens to be his friend, just introduced me to Robert. And he came by the city and... I remember he was, I think he was dropping a load here in Dallas. And then Patrick told me, oh, there's a friend of mine that I need you to meet, a man of God. And so I went by where he had parked his truck, and we went home. You know, we just loved each other. Just I just saw a God connection when God connected, connected him to me. And we had some good time to talk and fellowship. And eventually the Lord spoke to him, you know, to move from Iowa where he was living. Is it Idaho? Idaho where he was living. And at that point he was not very, very sure whether he was to come to Dallas. And finally he came to Dallas. I remember speaking to Pastor Wilson. I don't think they had ever met. And I asked if Pastor Wilson would host him here in Dallas. And if some of you can remember, you know, Pastor Wilson, was the host for Pastor Wilson for a number of months. And during those months, some of you who live in Dallas do not even know that Pastor Robert spent several nights in this church in prayer. Several nights. Some of you do not even know. The foundation of our church was founded under prayer. It was the first time when we were starting this church. And every single morning, I don't know whether Pastor Wilson used to drop Robert, you know, to come to this church, but he would come night and day in prayer, in the presence of God, just interceding for the church in Dallas. And so some of the fruits that we are able to eat today or enjoy today as a result of this man of God spending some time, you know, here in the house of God. And as he dwelled here in Dallas, he felt like the Lord was calling him, not in Dallas, but in Oklahoma. And it was very, very difficult for me to say, to allow him to go to Oklahoma. However, I just told him, you know what, we'll just line up with the will of God. If the Lord wants you to go to Oklahoma, he must have some, you know, something that he wants you to go and accomplish in Oklahoma. And so within a very short time, Pastor Robert went to Oklahoma and he started living there. And I believe within a very short time, you know, his family, his wife actually moved from Idaho and they started living in Oklahoma. And we are talking, and as he was going, I remember very well, we sat and we said, maybe the Lord is calling you so that you can go be an extension of this congregation in Oklahoma. But we said, maybe. We didn't even know. And we said, let's pray about it. And we've been praying and talking. We talk almost every other time, like when he's on the road, we talk and we talk so many things. And eventually the Lord opened up a way whereby, you know, he invited some brothers, you know, and sisters to come and start prayer and meeting fellowship in his home. And they've been meeting ever since. And so there has been a fellowship, very, very strong fellowship that has been going on. As you heard, you know, they pray, have prayer meeting every Sunday. And a time has come where he thinks they need to go farther than what they've just been doing. You know, I told him, you know, the way we started here, we started meeting in a hotel. It was very, very convenient. Some of you can remember who were there during those days. You know, a hotel offers a very good, convenient place because it has seats. It has everything, you know, within that would make a meeting possible. So I told him, you know, look for a hotel, a hall, you know. And I know I will tell you, that if God is in a thing, you don't even have to worry about anything, because he will send provision, Ben. He will send you provision, and he will connect up with people who are gonna help the ministry be established. Because this is not my work here in Dallas. It is the Lord's work. I'm just a conduit. I'm just an instrument. And every single one of you that God has linked you with Empowerment Christian Center, I want you to know you're part of a bigger team. You're an instrument that God has set to set a foundation here in Dallas. And so I would encourage you with the same words. If it's the Lord's will for the work in Oklahoma to be established, no one can stand against it. And I just thank God for the word of God, that it doesn't matter who comes to undercut what the Lord wants to establish, it will still be established. And we are servants of God. We just need to be available for the master's use. Praise be the Lord. The Bible tells us that we must do the work of the Lord while it's still day, for night cometh when no man can walk no more. and we need to work well. We still have the time well. We still are available. There are many people outside the four corners of a church who are crying out for help, who are crying out, is there anybody who can reach out their hand and come and grab me and tell me that there's some that it's going to be well? Let me tell you, a lot of people just don't need so much. They don't need even a whole you read to read Bible from cover to cover. They just need a word of encouragement. Amen? Somebody who can tell them, you know what, in spite of the problems that you're going through, it is still going to be well because the Lord is on the throne. Praise be to God. And so Pastor Robert has tarried on the presence of God, and he felt the call to begin work in Oklahoma. And there, as I told you, they have been meeting, and meetings have been going on. But it is in agreement between him and me that work needs to go further. They need to look for a hall. They need to establish a church. And Pastor Robert called me, and he told me, you know what? I know so many people. I've even traveled and met so many people. But I feel that very first connection that I had when I came and tarried in the presence of God for those many days in that church, that I want to be linked with Empowerment Christian Center. And for some time, I told him, you know what? It's not an easy thing I don't just get excited just to, you know, to have a fellowship that is connected with you, because I want God to be in a thing. And because I know when God is in a thing, I'm not going to be frustrated. Amen? You know, when God is in a thing, in whatever you do, it never brings any frustration. And so I said, okay, if this is the Lord, I'm free. You know, I'll let God just guide and lead us where he wants us to go. And so just a few days ago, Pastor Robert and I, we were talking, and these were the words that came out of his mouth, that I have waited in prayer and tarried in prayer. And I want the work in Oklahoma to be an extension of Empowerment Christian Center. And for some time I said, I didn't say a word, but I said, Lord, if this is you, I am not the one to stand in the way. Amen? And so this day I want to make an announcement, an official announcement to you, that Pastor Robert came to us and he is seeking a right hand of fellowship. And he wants this work to extend to Oklahoma. And we cannot say no. Amen? And so I want us to pray over this servant of God. I wish his wife was here, but I believe that his wife will be here in the spirit. But I'd like to invite Pastor Robert so that we can officially pray for him and for the work of the ministry as he brings this young man together and other many people in Oklahoma who are going to come together for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so I'm going to invite Pastor Robert to come over here. And I'm also going to invite the board of Empowerment Christian Center here to come over here as we pray for him. And we are going to stretch our hands over him. And we are going to pray for this fellowship, that even as they launch, that the Lord will be God, even in that place in Oklahoma. Whenever they set a date for an official launch of that work, we are all going to come over there. And I was telling him that we have some instruments, we have some music and sound equipment that we have in our church here that we do not use. I'm going to release that to you today. And I'm going to release the speakers that we have. I'm going to release, I think we bought a big mixer over there. Actually, it's larger than ours. And we are going to give that to you. You know, if we have an extra microphone, we are going to give you. So that first meeting, you'll be fully equipped. Amen? Amen. And we're going to do everything within our ability to make sure that that launch will be a successful launch and that you serve God. See, let me tell you, the extension of the kingdom of God, we cannot withhold anything. If God wants us to use us the way he wants to use us, let us give ourselves to the Lord. Amen? Amen. Pastor Robert. You want to say something? Okay. So I'm going to call the leaders of the board, the members of the board of our church, to come over here, and I'm going to ask Pastor Robert to kneel down here. And all of you, this is the man that God has called in Oklahoma to go and start work, and I believe that the favor of the Lord who is all over him and the people that are going to bring him. I pray that the Lord will guide him even as he determines who is going to help him out, even to lead the work in Oklahoma. Shall we all stand up and stretch our hands and as we pray for Pastor Robert. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for the word that this servant of God brought to us today. He reminded us, Lord, that our blessings are different and unique. He reminded us, Lord, today, Father God, that no matter what man comes against us, that what you have determined to be for us, Lord, no one can take away. We have received this word with gladness, and I believe that it has set foot in our lives, O God, this day. I pray that this word will grow and bring forth the fruit. Lord, this man came and spoke to me several months ago, and we've been talking, Lord, about launching a ministry in Oklahoma. Father, I thank you because of that which you have placed in his heart. I know it is not an easy thing, Lord, even to respond to the call of ministry, for it is difficult, Lord. According to your servant Paul, my God, who writes to the Corinthians, he says about a servant of God that he must endure hardship. Sometimes he may have to go without food. He may have to go without water, Lord. He might have to go through very difficult circumstances and yet display the fruit of the Spirit. Show love and peace, Father, to those who have been called in the ministry. The life of a servant of God is a difficult life. Yet you have lifted the servant of God to be your mouthpiece, Father, even unto the multitudes. The heart of a minister, Father, is close to you, Lord. That even in the things that he goes through, Lord, you very well understand. You put word into them, the heart of a servant of God so that he can feed the sheep, O Lord. Father God, I pray that he will respond to the words that you spoke to the Saint Peter, Lord, as you spoke to him and you asked him some very pestering questions and you asked him if he loved you. Three times, Lord, you asked him if he loved you and eventually you told him to feed the lambs, oh God. I pray that Pastor Robert, Lord, has every tool and he is fully equipped, Lord, even and has the ability to absorb the word of God in order to feed the sheep. I pray that, Father God, the paths that you have charted for him and his wife and his family, let it be known by you, Lord, every single day. That every waking day of his life, Father God, he will have communion with you. That even in his difficult circumstances, when he cannot explain himself and the things that he's going through even to the congregation, that, Father God, his heart will be known to you. I know because I know you know me, Lord, and that sometimes things that I've had to go through, Lord, even unbeknown even to the lambs that you've placed in Empowerment Christian Center. I know that in those circumstances, in those situations, Lord, you've stuck close to me. I pray that in the same way, Lord, stick close to your servant. Father God, this servant of God is well seasoned. He has started ministry in Kenya even before. He has had an experience with you, Lord. He has had to conquer some mountains before. And I know even in the mountains that are going to be there in Oklahoma, he will have a point of reference, Lord, to go back and tell you that, Lord, if you did it in Kenya, even in those difficult circumstances that you are able to cross him through, that even the circumstances in Oklahoma, you still do it for him. Father, I pray for knowledge and wisdom over your servant. Father, I pray for the spirit of acknowledging your truth and knowing when you are there to speak for him. I pray for the spirit of discernment. I pray for a peaceful spirit. I pray, Lord, even for comfort, Lord, in times of trouble. Lord, I pray that you will guide your servant. I pray that there will be hounds of angels to surround him in the name of Jesus Christ in difficult situations. And that, Father God, even as he talks with his sheep, Lord, with the sheep that you placed under him, that, Father, they will love him, that they will surround the servant of God, and that, Father, you will give them the desire, Lord, even to minister to him, even as he desires to minister to them, in the name of Jesus. Surround him and his wife by the precious blood of Jesus. Surround his children by the precious blood of Jesus. As he crisscrosses, my Father, the highways of this country, let your angels surround and encamp round about him. I thank you for the vision. Lord, let it be clearer even to the sheep that you've placed under him. Father, I pray that even as he connected to the anointing under this house, I pray that the same anointing that we have enjoyed, Lord, the spirit of worship and the spirit of love to one another, that it will flow in Oklahoma in the name of Jesus. The care that we have for one another, let it flow in Oklahoma. The love that they have for their minister, they have for the minister here in Dallas, let it flow in Oklahoma. The favor of the Lord that we have in the city, let it flow for them even in Oklahoma. Father, we call those things that are not as if they are. That hall that we cannot see, Lord, we declare it done and found in the name of Jesus. I pray that even that day when they have set, oh Lord, the day to launch this ministry, that when they send out cards and emails and messages in Facebook, Lord, that people will respond favorably in the name of Jesus. I silence the mouths of those who will come to destroy your work. The Sanballats and Tobiases that will be sent, Lord, to come and destroy the work of the ministry. Lord, I nullify every word that will be spoken in the name of Jesus. Hear your servant, Lord. We commit unto you, Lord, that you will guide, you will direct, and you will nourish him to the glory and honor of your name. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And everybody say amen. 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 Hallelujah. We thank God for this man. He has a heart for the Lord. And Pastor Robert, come here. He has a heart for the Lord. And I just want him to just say one word. I just love this man, you know. There is a God connection between me and you. And this is not a manufactured. This is not, we really not try, we don't normally try to really try to make our fellowship. This fellowship between me and you was instigated by the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is not the plan we have been planning, but if the Lord said yes, nobody can say no. Amen. You might say, Pastor has been planned this. No, it's God. If God has said yes, nobody can say no. Very soon, we're going to launch the ministry in Oklahoma very, very soon. When you get email and everything, please try to come and pray with us, and God bless you.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Join the hands of the person standing next to you as we declare a blessing as and as we wind up this service. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful for such a solemn opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you for your word that has gone forth, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity that you gave us this morning to arise from our beds and to come to this house of prayer. I pray that the word that we have received, Lord, will never be stolen away by the enemy, but we'll apply it into our lives to know that the blessing that you've given us, Lord, is unique. Just as we are unique among the billions that are in the world today, you think different things and good things concerning every single one of us. Lord, I thank you for every one of us who has come to the knowledge of knowing who you are. I pray that the hunger and the thirst of the things of God will be so heavy and will be bound next to our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I so declare, Lord, as your servant, that even as we face this week is going to be a blessed week. My God, I pray that you shall protect us, oh Lord, even as we work with people who do not even know who you are. That, Father God, even as we walk even in those rooms, in those wards, and in those places of our work, Father, we'll be epistles, Lord. They will look at us and they will see Jesus. Lord, I pray for your divine protection, Lord, as we drive throughout the streets of this city in the name of Jesus. None of us will be involved in any accident. Lord, as viruses and bacteria flow throughout the air, none will attack any one of us I declare that every one of us will be in super health this week. In the name of Jesus, health over our children, health over the women, health over the men of this church. In the name of Jesus, we will breathe fresh air, God, nourishing our spirits. We will have food on the table that will nourish our bodies and spirits. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that we'll, every day we'll have an opportunity to create an altar for you in our homes, O God. I pray that we will come together and acknowledge you at the end of the day, at the beginning of every single day, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I rise against every mouth that will come against every single one of these children, in the name of Jesus. I speak divine favor, my God, both with men, with their bosses, and with you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God, there will be plenty in their homes. These people shall be givers, oh God. These people, my God, shall be borrowers. They will never borrow from nobody. In the name of Jesus, lift them up, oh God, to horizons, Father, they have never been. In the name of the Lord, let their aspirations, Father, be met with. Let their dreams come true. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the hand of the devourer who is planning evil against them. In the name of Jesus, I declare success and victory over their lives. I declare victory and success over their children. In the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that there will be harmony in this house. We will genuinely love one another. We will genuinely be united with one another. Always thinking about each other. Always thinking highly about the other person. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I come against every spirit of dissent, every spirit to destroy, every spirit that has been sent by the devil to come and put us in disarray. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As a body of Christ, I declare that we shall be a voice, your voice here in this city, that you will be glorified in our lives. Help those that are weak amongst us, those who are still struggling to read the word of God, to pray. They are our brothers and sisters. Help us to love them more, to care for them more, and to show them that they are of value, even in the kingdom of God. This week will be great. We will have money, we will have finances, we will pay our bills, and everything will be well to the glory and honor of your name. Father, we love you. We choose to dwell in your word. We choose, Father, to be embraced by the warmth of your hands. We thank you and we bless you. For those that are involved in businesses, I declare success in their business. Bring clientele into them. Bring customers in the name of Jesus. For those planning to start school, Lord, give them a way to start school. For those who are planning to start something with their lives, Father God, I pray that they will be unhindered. They will be unhindered to the glory and honor of your name. Father, I pray even for marriages in our church. I pray there will be complete love for one another, between a husband and a wife, between children and their fathers, between the mothers and their children. Let there be harmony in our homes to the glory and honor of your names. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray even for the Oklahoma brothers and sisters as they go back later. Lord, I pray that you will give them Janemasis. Cover them by the precious blood of Jesus. Let the angels of God encamp round about them as they travel back to Oklahoma to the glory and honor of your name. Father, we thank you. Let your eye be upon every single one of us this week. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody who is standing next to you as we bid each other the words of the grace. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. There is a lot of food that has been prepared for you. Let us fellowship with one another. Let us get to know the Oklahoma brethren, and may the Lord bless you indeed. Have a blessed week. In Jesus' name.
exciting. Okay, we're done. This and that one too. This one too. Hey, I say no, that's it.
Ha ha ha!